We're Pastor George and Terry Pearsons, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're back.
We're back. I like coming back.
I do, too.
I like these people.
Yeah, and I like you.
Oh, well, see, I like you, too, so we're all a happy campers.
And we really like Kenneth and Gloria Copeland,
yes,
because they're the ones who've allowed us to be on this broadcast, and what a privilege and an honor it is to do that.
It was a great privilege, a great honor to come before you with the Word of God. It's highlight of our every day.
Yeah,
not just,
it is.
Not
it really
just on
is.
This broadcast, but everything we do here at KCM, EMIC, Victory Channel, KCBC is all about bringing the Word of God to people like you so that you can stand victoriously in life.
That's right. And we're glad to be with you. And we want you to know that all of the outlines that we're going to be working from during this 2 weeks that we're together, you can find those on kcm.org/notes. And you can be able to take those and preach them, minister them, go back and watch the broadcast. You can add your own notes to it, because what we're going to be talking about on the broadcast these 2 weeks is very, very crucial for the times that we're in.
You know, George, those notes are already there mm-hmm. on the kcm.org/notes.
That's true. That's
right. You could, even while you're watching right now, you could
right.
Go download those, print them out, and follow along with us as we cover this whole series. I think you're going to like it.
You know, let's set this up
okay.
for them. And we were on the broadcast back in May. It was May 13th through the 31st.
2024.
And we brought series of messages called End Time Warnings and Instructions. And some of the things that we covered, the God's Early Warning System, How to Refuse Fear, the authority of the believer, the four walls of protection, and other topics that were given to us by the Lord in these last days of the church age.
To help equip us, you know, I think we're all very aware of the fact that we are in the throes of the last day.
It's obvious.
But even since yeah. May, George, even since May,
yep.
we've seen an intensifying and an escalation
mm-hmm.
of the things around us. And Jesus indicated, Paul indicated, the whole scripture, the whole of scripture indicates that once this starts unfolding, it's just going to intensify and increase. And so that's the reason we're coming back again with more information from
yep.
the scripture
yep.
and encouragement to you from the Word, and how to stand strong
yes.
in these
yes.
end times, and how to be strong in the Lord, and how to not just hope and pray that you make it, but to be strong and to thrive and to be all that the Lord has called us to be. So that's why we're calling this series, How to Be Strong in the End Times.
That's right. That's right. And it's so important for us to do that. You know, we were in Toronto not too long ago, and Pastor Terry was invited to speak at a conference there called the Timothy Conference. And the first night that she spoke, I was sitting there listening to her, and I thought, whoa, it was right out of the cannon.
I thought and, you were saying right out of the can.
Yeah, right out of the can. That was a cannon.
Cannon,
and
wow.
She fired the first shot. And I was sitting there watching and listening to her. I thought, where's she going with this? This is really good. And so I wanted her to begin this because it's going to launch us out into how to develop a strong spirit during these end times. And the stronger you are, the more you're able to overcome anything. But we need to, first of all, set this up because we need to know what time it is. When I talk about what time it is, I'm not talking about what's the time, Central Standard Time. I'm talking about what are the spiritual times that we are in right now. And we are in some, as she said just a moment ago, we are in some really crazy times that we have not seen before. But this is why it's so necessary that we talk about this. So I wanted her to start this where she started when we were in Toronto, because where she took us is exactly where we need to go. So, Pastor Terry, hit it.
So fire another shot from the cannon.
Fire another shot. Fire a cannon. Fire
well,
away.
Well, first of all, I want to say that what I like about being on the broadcast together is the way mm-hmm. the Lord uses George and I together. So this first part was from the message that I brought. This is not the first time, but the Lord keeps expanding it in my thinking, in my own heart about the end times. But then as we get into this series more, they come from a series that George taught some years back about developing a strong spirit. So these two things combined,
right,
I believe are really going to help you. It helped me so much going through and studying them again. One of the first things, as George mentioned, is really evaluating where we're at and understanding
right,
what Jesus talked to us about the end times. And the reason for that is we can, even as intense and high-pressured and cataclysmic as things are becoming, we can still, in our minds, start to accept that as normal. And while it is normal in the sense that this is the way things are and will continue to escalate, Jesus said they would, we'll look at that. But it also, we need to be aware that we can't act the same way we did before the escalation. If the world escalates into darkness, we have to escalate into the light and into the power of God. So, okay, let's start with Matthew chapter 24. And it says this in verses 1 and 2, and we'll break this up a little bit, but this is the New King James. Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple. His disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple, and Jesus said to them, "Do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I'm telling you, not one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down." Well, that boy, it seemed like he just pulled that right out of the air. They, "Oh, Jesus, look at these buildings." And he says, "Well, I'm going to tell you something about these buildings." And it was a setup, an opportunity to tell them and to tell us about what was to come. So they got away from the temple. They went over to the Mount of Olives, and Jesus continued. Verse 3. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, telling us, "When will these things be? What will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?" So there are three questions they ask. When, what's the sign of your coming, and the sign of the end of the age. And somehow they understood some things, perhaps, or at least were so inspired by the Holy Spirit to ask these questions this way. It takes a lot of discernment to see which answers go with what questions. Now, this is a very long dissertation that Jesus gave. It's very long through this chapter into the next. But we're not going to go into all of that. We're going to look particularly right now at the signs of the times that we're in. And Jesus answered, "Take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many." Many will come saying, "I'm the one that's anointed. Follow me. Look at me. I'm the leader. Hey, I've got the answers." And he said many will come with that sort of self-entitlement. But the main thing to point out here is he said, "You take heed that no one deceives you." That means we have responsibility.
Yeah.
He didn't say, "Well, don't worry about anything. There'll be a lot of deceivers, but I'll take care of it." No, he said, "You take heed that no one deceives you." This also reveals to us that the deception is the number one earmark of the whole age. Have we ever seen such a heightened deception? It's deception in everything from marketing, artificial intelligence. You can go online and find where it looks like a certain movie star is singing a song, and it's so real, it's so perfect looking,
yeah,
and then only to find out it was nothing but somebody artificially sampled their voice,
yep,
and imitated them and created a whole video. You talk about deception, but there's also deception person to person, deception that comes sometimes because of people being on purpose, intentionally deceptive, but also because the devil is involved, because his whole kingdom operates on the foundation of deception. Now, verse 6, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. Keep in mind, all of that is even about deception. See that you are not troubled. Uh-oh, number two. Take heed you're not deceived. You see to it you aren't troubled. Wow, that's a lot of responsibility on us. And you know, there's one thing about the Lord. He won't do your part. He will do His part, and He will help you do your part. But He won't do your part. Now, if He tells us to do something, then the ability to do it is there. He provides it for us, and He doesn't expect us to do it in our own ability.
Right.
He does expect us to make that decision and move towards it, take advantage of His help, and to allow Him to work in us and through us. But it's still up to us. You take heed no one deceives you, and see to it that you're not troubled. And then He says, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. What does that mean, the end is not yet? Hey, when you start to see deception on the rise and troubles on the rise and it begins to escalate, what we see now is that it's not just one thing after another. It's one thing on top of the other. It's multiple things in multiple areas of life, personal life, extended personal life, family, friends, city, state, nation, world. It's on every level, and it's starting to build up in the layers. But He said, that's not over yet. So whatever we think the intensity is, in your personal life, whatever you think is intense in the situations around you, people you know, it's going to grow in intensity. So we must do everything we know to do, everything we can find to do. Doing what you know to do is good, but you don't always know enough. And a lot of times we fall short. We fail, we experience failure, and we want to blame God and say, well, I did everything I know to do. But like Sister Copeland said one time, then you don't know enough. We don't want to stay ignorant. So exactly. These next few weeks, George, that's what we plan to do, is spend time on helping us be positioned to know what it means to grow strong in the Lord, in the power of His might, and to be mature and to know more. How do we get to that place where we're able to handle the problems and the troubles that we're facing?
Right.
Want me to keep going?
Keep going.
Okay.
You're doing good.
I'm on a roll.
I'm liking this.
Okay, we'll speak up here. Okay, verse 7, for nation will rise against nation. You know, this word nation is translated from the Greek word ethnos. Well, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? Ethnicity. So that would very immediately point to racial divisions, or what we classify as racial divisions, ethnic groups. So do we see any strife or division? Do we see any race wars happening anywhere? Yes, we do. You know, we're very conscious of this in the Western world, the black on white and vice versa, brown and Asian, so forth. But there's also an ethnicity that you go into Africa when majority of people, their skin is all in the same category, same color. You know, they're all very dark skinned. The majority go through areas where might even be 100% that they're dark skinned. And yet there is tribe against tribe. There's lifestyle to lifestyle, culture against culture is another way to put it. So it's not just limited to skin color division, but even cultural ideas that where one is attacking the other. And there are people being slaughtered across Africa that our news doesn't bother to talk about and doesn't report. And yet there are thousands and tens of thousands, even more, that are being killed and murdered even all around the world, not just in Africa. So we see that this ethnicity against ethnicity, people are fighting against each other. But then he goes on to say, and kingdom against kingdom. A kingdom is anything like a realm where there is a hierarchy of leadership. So while with races, you might have spokespersons for it, that spokesperson doesn't necessarily have domination and control, governing control over and influence over everybody of that ethnicity. But you get over into realms like a political realm, financial realm, education, sports, entertainment. There are areas where many times people you never hear of or I never see, you never not really know. They're not interested in being in front of the camera, not interested in being known. But they are the high rollers. They are the decision makers. They are the manipulators. They're the ones who more control in that financial realm than you or I are aware of and make decisions that have that domino effect that affect our economy, even the whole global economy, political systems, like I said, education systems, the cultural ideas, religious, trying to aim at the people who are weak in their scriptural understanding. And he says that this kingdom against kingdom, but most notably, the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of darkness, light against dark, and light at any level against dark at every level. So you have the full brightness of God's kingdom all the way down to places where there's just been a little bit of God's light, but the light was there to where darkness is trying to extract that out of every public idea, thought, or awareness. And he said it's going to be kingdom fight. Now, continuing in verse 7, he said there'll be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in various places. The Greek indicates in place after place, all of these things in place after place. And while the Western world, we've had high inflation. We've gone through some times through COVID where this was missing and shelves were empty. But for the most part, we've made it and we haven't been under the kind of pressure that is being experienced in other places around the world. But it's coming in some measure for some reason. Maybe the reasons will be different. I don't know. But I can assure you that the global impact of this is about to unfold. And you can be sure that there are people, right, some who have very openly stated so. We need to kill off some of the population of the earth. There are too many people. Crazy. We'd do well to get rid of about a third of them. So let's do what it takes to get rid of them. Let's kill them with this kind of medical treatment. Let's kill them by starving them to death. Let's kill them with wars. And so all of that craziness is actually at work. Jesus said it is. And so with a lot of places happening and the cascading effect of all that. Now let's jump down to verse 9. And he says, now watch this word, then. So all of that starts happening. Then, oh my. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. You'll be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then, another then, many will be offended, betray one another, hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many, or say, deceive even many more. These all have to do with people and person-to-person relationships, pressures, intense pressure that comes from people trying to control other people. And you start to see it also in interpersonal relationships, people you thought you could trust. And I must say this, we have to be honest about this. How much have we been used by having our own thinking to where we are manipulating or controlling other people because that seems to be the norm? It's not God's norm, but we get caught up. Christians can get caught up in doing that without any intention of doing so, but it's perceived and felt by others. 2 Timothy speaks of people and the end times, he says, but know this, in the last days, very perilous times will come. And the Amplified says these are times of great stress, great trouble, hard to deal with, and hard to bear.
Wow.
George, we didn't quite finish going through all of this. Maybe we pick up a little bit here tomorrow and then take us on into understanding that more. This kind of study is not something you just whip out there. It's too intense. But to take it piece by piece so that our thinking, our minds, we become aware of the problem, like I said, so we don't normalize it, and then just try to deal with it as if it's the same as it's always been.
Right.
Because it's not.
So when I was listening to you in Toronto, listening to this and thinking, where's she going with it? She went to the fact that we need to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And for us to be able to develop our spirit man in the face of all that's going on. Because if you don't, these things are going to come crashing down. You won't know what to do. But it says in Proverbs 18:14, the strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble, but a weak and broken spirit, who can raise up and bear? And so that's what we're going to be doing on the broadcast. We'll finish this tomorrow, that what she started. But we can be strong in the Lord in these perilous times. And the devil cannot intimidate you. He can't bring fear into your life. And that's what we're going to be talking about, Terry. And that's what the product is all about, too. The product that we're offering is called Holy Develop Spirit, Soul, and Body.
I like the way Brother Hagin would say the word holy, and he'd say W-H-O-L-L-Y.
That's right.
Not H-O-L-Y, although that does come into it, but W-H-O-L-L-Y, holy or complete and totally developed spirit
and soul, and body. And we want to make it available to you absolutely free. Yep. Watch this.
When the world seems upside down, when circumstances are unexpected and the darkness is getting darker, God's light inside you is growing stronger. Get Holy Developed Spirit, Soul, and Body, 12 audio messages by Kenneth Copeland, and be the person whose strong spirit stands firm and overcomes. When you mature in Christ, you walk in the wisdom of God to persevere through anything. Your spirit, soul, and body are made whole and complete in Christ. Learn to live separate from the chaos of the world and carry God's victory. All that you are is a new creation in Christ. Know your authority. Be full of faith and power. God made you in His image with everything you need for success, health, peace, and joy. Practice love. Grow your faith and become wholly developed, spirit, soul, and body. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Holy Developed, Spirit, Soul, and Body, on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. God desires for you to be complete and whole, lacking nothing. You can live an overcoming and prosperous life in these end times. Offers good for 60 days. Outside of the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
It is so important to be listening to the Word of God during these times that we're in, just to be feeding massive doses of God's Word into our spirit. And that's why some people might think, well, this is a 12 messages? I mean, Terry, we're so used to these days, a minute is too long on social media. But we have to get into a place where we are really, really renewing our minds to be able to make it through these times.
You know, George, we've personally experienced a lot of notable increase. And I would call it an onslaught of pressures.
Spiritual intensity.
Pressures, it's spiritual intensity. Attacks against our congregation, our family. You name it. Pick an area. And there have been some things that have happened very, very personal to us, people we know and love, and personal circumstances and situations.
Yeah.
But I've noticed that even in those circumstances, it seems to be coming at us with an intensity mm-hmm. that I've never seen before.
Right.
One on top
right.
of the other, you know, just some things that are tragic. So what we've been doing, which we've always done this, but we have ramped it up. And that's going back to listening to the word. Faith comes by mm-hmm. hearing the word.
Yeah.
So we hear the voice of God yeah. in his word as we read it. We think about it, meditate it. We'll talk on that through the next few weeks. But that listening to Brother Copeland,
mm-hmm.
listening to him
mm-hmm.
talk to us about that strong word of faith
right. exactly.
that builds us up and makes us strong.
Yeah.
And that's why we want to give, in fact, we've been listening to a different 12 set.
Faith. 12,
yeah, on faith. And now we're looking at, you know, I want to hear this again.
Yes,
it's been
absolutely.
A little while since I heard it.
Yeah.
To go back and we just listen to it morning and night, all the time, keeping that going in and then respond to it and take it in and allow that to help build us to be strong. And, you know, even with everything that's gone on, we're not moved.
And the benefit of this, it's absolutely free. We are sowing this into your life. And you can take a message a day and take less than 2 weeks to go through this. And this is one way that you're going to be able to develop the spirit man to stand against what we're seeing going on right now. It is so crucial, the times that we're in, but the times that we're in demand that we develop our faith, demand that we feed our spirit, demand that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word.
The word that supports our testimony. But we want to pray for you because I know if we're going through things, we see it happening in people, other people that we know, but we want to pray for you. Pastor, would you pray?
Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray over everyone that is watching right now. And we thank you that as we go through these 2 weeks together, we are going to learn how to develop a strong spirit to be able to overcome the end times. And Father, we pray over them right now, whatever you're facing, whatever's going on, Jesus is Lord over your life, and you are
Amen.
Strong in the Lord
Amen.
And in the power of his might. Now, you and I have been confessing that.
That's
We've
right.
been declaring it, saying it. We are strong in the Lord
and
in the power of his might. Praise
God. You know, when you go to KCM.org to order that, you can maybe put a donation in there to help us get this word out to others. Till tomorrow, remember, God loves you, we love you, and
Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on KCM.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on KCM.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.